Shooting Star by Peter Temple and read by David Tredinnick. We sat in the library, four of us, me, Tom Carson, reading a computer printout, Graham Noyce writing in a small leather-bound book, Orlovsky apparently asleep, hands in his lap, palms upward, right cupping left. Barry Carson was next door, talking to his father. I was looking out of a window, watching the flow of life in the compound when the call came. It was 12:35. Tom dropped the printout into his open briefcase, let the phone ring twice, three times, four times, going through the routine with his fountain pen. Barry was in the doorway by the time Tom picked up the receiver.
Tom Carson.
He listened. Then he turned to Noyce, standing to his right, and said,
"Mobile number."
Noyce had a business card out in seconds. Tom read a number from it, slowly. Then he listened again and said,
"It."
Pause.
"It. What about the release of Anne?"
He took the receiver away from his ear. Noyce was at the table. Pressed the button. The strange voice said,
"Give me a mobile number, quickly."
Tom asked Noyce for a number, reading it off the card.
"One person take the money in a sports bag to the Melbourne Cricket Ground tomorrow. Sit at the top of the Great Southern Stand. Be there by half-time and wait for a call on the mobile number. Understand?"
Tom saying,
"It."
"One person. Any funny business or any sign of the police, you will never hear anything about the girl again. Understand?"
Tom saying,
"It. What about the release of Anne?"
"You'll hear."
Disconnection.